Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 6 of the Mindful Teacher podcast. Our topic today is going to be embrace it. And I've been very lazy about producing my podcast in the month of November, and for that I apologize. I wish I could say that I have a good excuse, but life just keeps on going and I have not made it a priority. With that being said, I have missed recording my podcast and I felt this deep need today to come home and record a podcast with the topic of embrace it. Depending on where you're located in the United States, you might have a week and a half left of school, you might have just a week left of school, but every teacher knows that these last days before Christmas or winter break are the most challenging that teachers face. Trying to keep students on task and trying to keep them focused before the end of the break is really difficult. So I have been really being mindful about questioning why my students are behaving the way they are. And I have to constantly remind myself that I do not know if my students are going to be getting a Christmas. I don't know if their families have money for presents. I don't know if they're going to be fed breakfast and lunch when they are not coming to school every day. And I know I've had some students that have expressed to me their anxiety about some of these things, but for the most part, I'm inferring this from their increased agitated behavior. So in other words, they are they're negative attention seeking. And as I try to keep this in mind and I try to be grateful for their ability to persevere, it is a struggle to get through what I need to get through before the end of the semester. So I pulled out one of my favorite books, Being of Power by Baron Baptiste, and this is The 9 Principles to Ignite an Empowered Life. So during my yoga teacher training this summer, this was one of the required readings, and I was really looking for something that would speak to me and something that would help speak to my listeners. So I opened up this book and I have it highlighted and underlined all over the place. And I came to the chapter of Let It Be. So Baron Baptiste talks about this as an exercise to produce powerful results. And he says that we have to pick a situation in our lives that we're not happy with or where the energy is stuck. So he gives the example of it being could be a relationship, a life circumstance, a health issue, whatever it is presenting itself right now in your life. However, I'm choosing to do something that is happening right now, which is this situation where I'm starting to feel like I've lost control of my classroom despite all of my reminders and classroom management skills. So I'm picking the situation of the fact that students are going to be more difficult to handle as the winter break approaches. So Baron Baptiste says in his book, and if you have this book or you want to buy it, I'm referring to page 81, 82, and 83. He says that pick that situation, fully embrace it, choose it, accept it, and be 100% for it exactly as it is and as it is not. Then he says to literally say out loud, I embrace blank exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. So I said, I embrace my students exactly as they are and exactly as they are not. So you can put in whatever you want in this blank, but once you say it out loud, you're going to automatically feel resistance, like, oh yeah, like this is going to change anything. So the idea that he says is that as soon as we fully choose and embrace, we can fully release. There's no power in resisting and being half in and half out. Just be 100% for it, as it is and as it isn't, without shame, judgment, or complaints, and see what dissolves or arises out of that. So when I put this into the framework of my classroom, I'm thinking to myself, I need to let it be. I have to embrace the fact that some of my students are going to go home over winter and Christmas break, and they might not get 3 meals a day. Maybe they're not going to get any Christmas presents on Christmas Day. And maybe they're going to go into situations that I know are going to be really difficult for them. However, I cannot change that. I have to embrace it and I have to let it go. So now I'm thinking, is it really helping if all I'm doing is yelling at them or redirecting them or getting on them for being a little squirrely in class? Or if I embrace it with 100% and I'm all the way in, I can just laugh it off, make a joke, have a brain break, redirect the behavior so that it doesn't seem like the student is being targeted or they feel like they're being punished. So as soon as you let out the complaints, the judgment, the shame, like you're not being a very good teacher, oh, you're not going to get through the curriculum, that inner stress that you're putting on yourself, you need to just release it all. And letting it be is a magic key, according to Baptiste. He says it's the space of miracles. Imagine it as though the universe has been trying to get through to you, but because you've got a lot going on in your head and are all bound up with resistance, it's getting a busy signal. So I want you to practice saying, I embrace my students exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. Or I embrace my classroom management exactly as it is and exactly as it isn't. I embrace my crabbiness exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. So it seems like this is a small thing, but the resistance and the fighting and the energy you're putting towards focusing on all of these negative things are taking up way too much of your emotional fuel. So like your fuel tank is on empty right now. So is every other teacher across the United States. So you're not alone. So how are you going to cope with it and be able to get through the holidays without having a breakdown? That's the key. So I want you to try this strategy, and I want you to think about in your mind, put yourself in the shoes of your student. Ask yourself, is there a deeper reason that they're acting this way, or is it just because they can't control themselves? Or is it because they actually are experiencing a lot of dread and anxiety about the break coming up? I mean, for teachers, we all look forward to it because it's a big break for us, but it doesn't mean that all of our students are going home and being met with a happy home environment. Or maybe they have anxiety because they have to split up their holidays between their parents. There could be a number of things going on. Most of it usually revolves around financial stress, but it could be other indicators as well. So I'm really trying to keep that in my mind as I'm moving through these final 7 days of school And I'm trying to stay positive, and I'm trying to give gratitude to myself and to give gratitude to my students that they're coming, they're doing the best they can, and at least they're here, and we're providing them with a safe place that they are happy that they can express themselves freely. So I want to end with one final thing, and it says, take on the practice of completely relaxing with what is, letting it all be exactly as it is and as it isn't. Can you give up trying to fix yourself, others, and your circumstances? Whenever you want to change, don't change it. Just let it be. It will let you be. Doing that gives you the freedom to dance with it in a whole new way. Letting it be allows you to discover a new pathway that inspires the heart and is in alignment with what you really want most. So that is practice number 5 that Baron Baptiste talks about in his book, Being of Power. And that part really resonated with me, that last part, because instead of getting angry and bogged down about the reasons why we don't like being teachers anymore or the struggles that we have being teachers in 2018 coming into 2019, think back to why did you first become a teacher? And think about what inspired you and what inspired your heart when you first decided to become a teacher. And I find myself going into now, this is my 18th year teaching, that sometimes I really just have to remind myself that why did you start this and why do you keep doing it? And discovering new ways to connect with my students, forming a new pathway to develop a better understanding of where they're coming from and where their behavior is stemming from. Because I think a lot of times as a teacher, I sometimes take it personally, like they're just trying to be difficult on purpose. And that isn't true. That's making everything about me and not about my students. So I want to remind you that if you're struggling with stress through the holidays, make sure to drop into a yoga class, do some self-guided meditation at home, do some journaling, do some breathing. Just breathe. Take a few minutes, take some deep breaths, and just clear your mind. It is amazing how just a few little minor techniques can really help us when we're feeling overwhelmed and like we're not going to make it one more day. But we will, and we'll persevere like we always do. So remember, you have to embrace it before you can let it go. So check out my Instagram, Lifetime Literacy, and make sure to email me at lifetimeliteracystore@gmail.com. Or make some comments on this podcast. I'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on Teacher Pay Teacher, Lifetime Literacy Store. You can check out some of the really great new products that I've added on there. And I've started to really incorporate some new techniques in my advertisement on Teacher Pay Teacher and how I'm creating things for my classroom. And I've really found it to be revitalizing right now and make curriculum creation exciting again. So check it out. And hopefully I'll get one more podcast out before the end of the year. And as always, I appreciate your dedication and have a wonderful, wonderful, much deserved Christmas break. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 6 of the Mindful Teacher podcast. Our topic today is going to be embrace it. And I've been very lazy about producing my podcast in the month of November, and for that I apologize. I wish I could say that I have a good excuse, but life just keeps on going and I have not made it a priority. With that being said, I have missed recording my podcast and I felt this deep need today to come home and record a podcast with the topic of embrace it. Depending on where you're located in the United States, you might have a week and a half left of school. You might have just a week left of school. But every teacher knows that these last days before Christmas or winter break are the most challenging that teachers face. Trying to keep students on task and trying to keep them focused before the end of the break is really difficult. So I have been really being mindful about questioning why my students are behaving the way they are. And I have to constantly remind myself that I do not know if my students are going to be getting a Christmas. I don't know if their families have money for presents. I don't know if they're going to be fed breakfast and lunch when they are not coming to school every day. And I know I've had some students that have expressed to me their anxiety about some of these things, but for the most part, I'm inferring this from their increased agitated behavior. So in other words, they are looking, they're negative attention seeking. And as I try to keep this in mind and I try to be grateful for their ability to persevere, it is a struggle to get through what I need to get through before the end of the semester. So I pulled out one of my favorite books, Being of Power by Baron Baptiste, and this is The 9 Principles to Ignite an Empowered Life. So during my yoga teacher training this summer, this was one of the required readings. And I was really looking for something that would speak to me and something that would help speak to my listeners. So I opened up this book and I have it highlighted and underlined all over the place. And I came to the chapter of Let It Be. So Baron Baptiste talks about this as an exercise to produce powerful results. And he says that we have to pick a situation in our lives that we're not happy with or where the energy is stuck. So he gives the example of it being could be a relationship, a life circumstance, a health issue, whatever it is presenting itself right now in your life. However, I'm choosing to do something that is happening right now, which is this situation where I'm starting to feel like I've lost control of my classroom despite all of my reminders and classroom management skills. So I'm picking the situation of the fact that students are going to be more difficult to handle as the winter break approaches. So Baron Baptiste says in his book, and if you have this book or you want to buy it, I'm referring to page 81, 82, and 83. He says that pick that situation, fully embrace it, choose it, accept it, and be 100% for it exactly as it is and as it is not. Then he says to literally say out loud, I embrace blank exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. So I said, I embrace my students exactly as they are and exactly as they are not. So you can put in whatever you want in this blank, but once you say it out loud, you're going to automatically feel resistance, like, oh yeah, like this is going to change anything. So The idea that he says is that as soon as we fully choose and embrace, we can fully release. There's no power in resisting and being half in and half out. Just be 100% for it, as it is and as it isn't, without shame, judgment, or complaints, and see what dissolves or arises out of that. So when I put this into the framework of my classroom, I'm thinking to myself, I need to let it be. I have to embrace the fact that some of my students are going to go home over winter and Christmas break, and they might not get 3 meals a day. Maybe they're not going to get any Christmas presents on Christmas Day. And maybe they're going to go into situations that I know are going to be really difficult for them. However, I cannot change that. I have to embrace it and I have to let it go. So now I'm thinking, is it really helping if all I'm doing is yelling at them or redirecting them or getting on them for being a little squirrely in class? Or if I embrace it with 100% and I'm all the way in, I can just laugh it off, make a joke, have a brain break, redirect the behavior so that it doesn't seem like the student is being targeted or they feel like they're being punished. So as soon as you let out the complaints, the judgment, the shame, like you're not being a very good teacher, oh, you're not going to get through the curriculum, that inner stress that you're putting on yourself, you need to just release it all. And letting it be is a magic key, according to Baptiste. He says it's the space of miracles. Imagine it as though the universe has been trying to get through to you, but because you've got a lot going on in your head and are all bound up with resistance, it's getting a busy signal. So I want you to practice saying, I embrace my students exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. Or I embrace my classroom management exactly as it is and exactly as it isn't. I embrace my crabbiness exactly as it is, exactly as it isn't. So it seems like this is a small thing, but the resistance and the fighting and the energy you're putting towards focusing on all of these negative things are taking up way too much of your emotional fuel. So like your fuel tank is on empty right now. So is every other teacher across the United States. So you're not alone. So how are you going to cope with it and be able to get through the holidays without having a breakdown? That's the key. So I want you to try this strategy, and I want you to think about in your mind, put yourself in the shoes of your student. Ask yourself, is there a deeper reason that they're acting this way, or is it just because they can't control themselves? Or is it because they actually are experiencing a lot of dread and anxiety about the break coming up? I mean, for teachers, we all look forward to it because it's a big break for us, but it doesn't mean that all of our students are going home and being met with a happy home environment. Or maybe they have anxiety because they have to split up their holidays between their parents. There could be a number of things going on. Most of it usually revolves around financial stress, but it could be other indicators as well. So I'm really trying to keep that in my mind as I'm moving through these final 7 days of school. And I'm trying to stay positive, and I'm trying to give gratitude to myself and to give gratitude to my students that they're coming, they're doing the best they can, and at least they're here, and we're providing them with a safe place that they are happy that they can express themselves freely. So I want to end with one final thing, and it says, take on the practice of completely relaxing with what is, letting it all be exactly as it is and as it isn't. Can you give up trying to fix yourself, others, and your circumstances? Whenever you want to change, don't change it. Just let it be. It will let you be. Doing that gives you the freedom to dance with it in a whole new way. Letting it be allows you to discover a new pathway that inspires the heart and is in alignment with what you really want most. So that is practice number 5 that Baron Baptiste talks about in his book, Being of Power. And that part really resonated with me, that last part, because instead of getting angry and bogged down about the reasons why we don't like being teachers anymore or the struggles that we have being teachers in 2018, coming into 2019, think back to why did you first become a teacher? And think about what inspired you and what inspired your heart when you first decided to become a teacher. And I find myself going into now, this is my 18th year teaching, that sometimes I really just have to remind myself that why did you start this? And why do you keep doing it? And discovering new ways to connect with my students, forming a new pathway to develop a better understanding of where they're coming from and where their behavior is stemming from. Because I think a lot of times as a teacher, I sometimes take it personally, like they're just trying to be difficult on purpose. And that isn't true. That's making everything about me and not about my students. So I want to remind you that if you're struggling with stress through the holidays, make sure to drop into a yoga class, do some self-guided meditation at home, do some journaling, do some breathing. Just breathe. Take a few minutes, take some deep breaths, and just clear your mind. It is amazing how just a few little minor techniques can really help us when we're feeling overwhelmed and like we're not going to make it one more day. But we will, and we'll persevere like we always do. So remember, you have to embrace it before you can let it go. So check out my Instagram, Lifetime Literacy, and make sure to email me at lifetimeliteracystore@gmail.com or make some comments on this podcast. I'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on Teacher Pay Teacher, Lifetime Literacy Store. You can check out some of the really great new products that I've added on there, and I've started to really incorporate some new techniques in my advertisement on Teacher Pay Teacher and how I'm creating things for my classroom. And I've really found it to be revitalizing right now and make curriculum creation exciting again. So check it out, and hopefully I'll get one more podcast out before the end of the year. And as always, I appreciate your dedication and have a wonderful, wonderful, much deserved Christmas break.